You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Changing rock history, one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Wicked Riff Wednesday, episode number 2. Today on Wicked Riff Wednesday, we are going to be celebrating Running with the Devil by Van Halen. And why did I say it like that? Because that's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It is one of my favorite movies. And so that was Van Halen, man. So anyway, so we're going to be talking about Running with the Devil here. I'm going to give you a little bit of background on the tune and get into it here in a second. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check out the podcasts. The ones you like, share them around. We feature a lot of independent bands and stuff like that, bands that you're probably not hearing on mainstream rock radio. That are really cool, great rock, great guitar-driven stuff. Share them around. This is how you get the word out about great music. This is how you do your part to get the word out, to make sure that great guitar-driven rock remains alive and well. So you can do that, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There is also a little square in the upper right-hand corner of the screen there for merchandise, and it'd be so awesome if you guys picked up a T-shirt, or a hat, or a coffee mug, or something like that. This just shows the love, helps us keep the lights on, helps us do more, bring in more fans and grow this thing, and again, keep great guitar-driven rock alive. So you can find that all out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's Wicked Riff. Today's Wicked Riff is the song Running with the Devil by Van Halen. Now, I want to explain to you guys a little bit about the background about Wicked Riff Wednesday real quick so that you understand where I'm coming from on this. Because I know a lot of guitar players people will be searching the internet and they'll think, oh, he's giving a guitar lesson. This is not guitar lessons. You don't need to play guitar. This is what I'm trying to do with these Wicked Riff Wednesdays, Bluesy Tuesdays, these different things, is to kind of create a sort of something I think is missing in music today, is a kind of music appreciation. So these videos are for lay people. You don't necessarily have to play guitar. In fact, if you don't play guitar or you're not a musician, these are actually kind of cool ways for you to kind of get a little bit of musical knowledge, okay? Just a kind of surface musical knowledge about what the songs are, very basics about how they're put together, so that when you are rocking out to them, you can kind of come to them with just a little bit deeper understanding. So it's just a basic music appreciation, digging a little bit deeper than you would just listening to the song. That being said, let's talk about Running with the Devil. There's so many cool things about this. Like, I could probably talk for an hour on this song. But let's talk about a little bit about the background of the song first. First of all, this was Van Halen's first single. And it appeared on their debut album, Van Halen. It was recorded twice. This was their demo that Gene Simmons paid to have them do to get them signed. And then, of course, it showed up on the first Van Halen album. It starts out with these like weird, that descending or that kind of like whining thing at the beginning. What those are car horns wired up to a foot switch, and then played backwards. So Ted Templeman put that thing in at the beginning, just to kind of like a little bit of a gimmick in the beginning, just to kind of get like an attention grabber. The first thing that kicks off the song, though, is Michael Anthony's. Let me put the octave pedal on for this. Very wicked. Very killer. Very wicked bass line. And that drives the whole song. This song, speaking of Michael Anthony, this song features most of the stuff that became the Van Halen signatures. Michael Anthony's bass playing, but also his amazing, him and Eddie's amazing background vocals. David's kind of like, you know, high whistle screaming stuff that he did, and his kind of cool improvisation vocal things. There's one point on one of the choruses where, and there's this long string of words that I did not know until I researched this, did the research for this video, that he says in between, you know, the singing "Running with the Devil," and he yells out, "God damn it, lady, you know, I ain't lying to you. I'm going to tell you one time." So he like sandwiches all that in there, you know, in between, you know, the Running with the Devils. So some very cool stuff about that. It's a really basic track. There isn't like a lot of overdubs. There isn't a lot of, other than the horn thing at the beginning, they cut two guitar solos for it, and they're pretty much the exact same solo with the exception of the last note. He resolves each solo slightly differently, but essentially it's the same thing. What it does not have that was a signature of Van Halen, especially in the early years, was a lot of two-hand tapping. And those of you that don't play guitar, that's when the guitarist will do something like that, where he'll hold a note down and tap with one of his other fingers on the frets on the neck of the guitar. Eddie Van Halen, that was his signature thing. That is actually not in the song. They don't do that in the song. But all the other basic Van Halen stuff, the great songwriting, the very concise, heavy but very concise pop sensibilities are all there, right there from the beginning. Now let's talk a little bit about why this is such a wicked riff. I'm going to go ahead and play it for you. Let me do it again. Okay, that is the riff. It's very simple. What's interesting about, a couple things that are very interesting about it. First of all, for a heavy song, he's not playing like, you know, something really like deep on like the low strings, you know, like something like maybe Tony Iommi might do. He's not playing like big power chord type stuff or that type of stuff. He's playing these very kind of open, actually, chords with all three notes. We talked in a previous video about how chords are made up of three notes, and they're kind of like inside voicings, these kind of small little, you know, bright kind of chords. And the song has this big heavy minor key kind of vibe, but it resolves to this chord, this very bright, happy E major chord. The essential chords, if you were just to play the chords, just think of them as just playing chords, it's very kind of basic. It's C, D, D, G, A, E. I mean, that in its bare bones form is all that it is, but it's the way that it's played, it's the way that it's voiced, and it's Michael Anthony keeping that the whole time that really drives the track. So, one of the greatest riffs ever, one of the most recognizable riffs ever, and, you know, it's one of those riffs that became more popular over time. Van Halen wasn't, like, out of the gate, like, you know, popular band. They were popular, you know, in the L.A. circuit, but this wasn't like a big hit song or anything like immediately. It was a big hit song. It was their first single, but it didn't really make them a household name quite yet. They were just a new band. So it didn't get burnt out the way a lot of other like classic rock tracks have gotten burnt out over the years. So it still sounds kind of fresh. It's still kind of interesting. And I think a lot of it has to do with how cool of a riff that is. It's kind of unconventional. It's a little different. He uses these neat chord voicings. You know, if you were to play that with a clean sound, let me do clean that up. You know, it has a very, like, very kind of melodic flavor to it. But you add that kick-ass bass, you add that a classic Eddie Van Halen guitar tone, and you've got... All right, so that is this week's Wicked Riff Wednesday, episode number 2. Running with the Devil. Oh, and another little point about the song I should point out is that lyrically, the song is really about the sort of like life on the road and sort of running with the devil. It's not really there was really no satanic sort of no satanic meaning should be inferred from the title or the lyrics. It's just basically about, you know, the crazy rock and roll life that Van Halen, of course, was living. You guys have been listening to Wicked Riff Wednesday. My name is Lou Lombardi on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to get all your Ludini needs met. If you are watching this or listening to this and you are not a member of my inner circle, like, what the hell, dude? If you really want to be a real rock and roller and you really want to do something to get the word out and to participate in real life, the mission of keeping great guitar-driven rock alive, then what you need to do is you need to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Get in on my inner circle, and then you can join me live. We've got some people hanging out with us live right now, as we're recording this video. So you can have input. You can tell me, hey, do this kind of video, do that kind of video. I love this riff. Can you talk about it? I don't understand this. Could you explain a little bit more about power chords or blues or distortion or what makes a song heavy metal, what makes a song hard rock? There's tons of things I'd be happy to work with you guys on and talk to you about and get your juices flowing about great guitar driven rock. So you can do that all at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Guys, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is the name of the podcast, and we'll catch you guys. Keep it real, keep it rocking, and I'll talk to you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.